I'm pretty sure he went home with Erica. It was half day today. Parent career day.
Hey.
Hey, come on in. You alright?
Yeah. Why didn't anybody tell me it was career day?
Well, what do you mean? Nikki said he was going to tell you.
Oh, okay. I guess he forgot.
Uh-oh. There he is.
Hey.
How are you, Larry?
Good. How you doing, Don?
Ben.
Can you believe this weather?
Chilly, huh? Mm. Chilly. Willie the penguin.
Yep. Oh, leave me alone. Hey, why don't I go tell the little corn cob you're here?
Great. That's great. Yeah, thanks.
Wow, your fiance really manages to squeeze a lot into that belt.
Stop it.
What? No, it's like he's the, Batman of stockbrokers.
Bond trader.
Sorry.
Hey, how's it going with that virtual reality driving range that you wanted to open?
Getting there. Still waiting for the technology to catch up with the idea. I mean, it's not easy. There are a lot of moving parts.
Uh-huh.
Hey, do you think Nick would like Queens?
Oh, no, Larry. You didn't get evicted again, did you?
I didn't get evicted, no. I didn't get evicted yet. It's like a...
All right, listen to me. I don't know how much more of this Nikki can take. I mean, every couple months, it's a new career, a new apartment. If it wasn't for Nikki, I wouldn't say anything. I would stay out of it. It's just, it's too much instability. It's not good for him.
I'm trying to figure things out right now, okay?
You know, I don't think that Nikki should stay with you.
What?
Well, just until you get really settled.
Hey, Dad.
Hey. Ready to carve it up?
Cool.
All right, good. Nikki, break away. Yeah. Yes.
What are you doing?
Hey, Nikki. Get off my guy. You okay?
I'm fine. Can you get off the ice?
Listen. The left defenseman is a very weak skater, so you go to the left side, you got a clear shot at the goal. Okay?
Yeah, thanks.
All right. We're good here. We're good. All right. As you were, skaters.
Game off. Ow!
I'm good. I'm telling you, man, you tore it up out there today. I'm thinking the NHL is a serious possibility.
Yeah, I don't really want to be a hockey player anymore.
All right. What do you want to be?
A bond trader.
A bond trader?
Yeah, it's what Don does. He took me to his office last week.
Uh-huh. That's cool. So what, you want to dress up in a monkey suit and tie every day? Like an automaton robot? Trust me, you can't play hockey in a cubicle. Kind of awkward.
Well, he's got a pretty big office.
That's not the point. Come on, you love hockey.
I still like it, but bond trading's my fallback.
Your fallback? Wait a minute. You're too young to have a fallback, okay, Nikki? And also, where did you ever even hear that word?
Mom was talking to Don about all your different schemes.
She called them schemes?
She said it was time you found a fallback. Are you really moving again?
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, there's some pretty cool places out in Queens.
Yeah.
Hey, Nikki, look at me. Look at me, man. I want to tell you something. I know that things have been kind of up and down for me lately, and that's been hard for you. But I really feel like my moment's coming, and when it does, everything's just going to come together, you know?
What if you're wrong, and you're just an ordinary guy who should get a job?
All right, well, you know what? We'll figure it out, okay? All right? Come on, let's get you back to Mom's. Come on.
Mr. Daly, I can honestly say in 43 years at this agency, I've never seen a resume quite like yours.
Ah, all right.
That wasn't a compliment. It says here you were the CEO of Snap Time Industries. Care to elaborate on that?
Sure. Well, that was the umbrella corporation for my invention, the snapper. You know, you snap, lights come on, snap, they come on.
Didn't they already make that?
No, that's the clapper, which obviously stole a bit of our thunder. Personally, I don't really see what the big difference is. I mean, you know, whatever. But apparently there is a significant portion of the population that has trouble actually snapping.
Clapping's easier.
Debatable.
I can't help you.
Debbie? Can I call you Debbie? Because I felt a connection when I entered this office, and I don't know, I feel like you did too.
I didn't feel a connection.
Look, I need a job tomorrow, okay? If I don't have one, I just need it, okay?
Well, I don't know. I might have one thing. They've turned down everyone I've sent over there, but...
Great.
Who knows? You might get lucky.
Excuse me. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Larry Daly. I've got a job interview with Cecil Fredericks.
Right. He should still be in his office.
Great.
I'm Rebecca Hotman. I'm a docent here.
Hi.
Let me point you in the right direction.
Great. Ah, Teddy Roosevelt, right?
Yes. Great visionary.
Yes, definitely. He was our fourth president, right?
26.
26.
Please don't touch the exhibits.
I mean, riffraff. Someone, I cannot tolerate this type of chaos. I mean, this is a museum, not a... Do you know what museum means? It doesn't mean, ooh, Daddy, it's a big Tyrannosaurus thing. Can I touch his leg? No! Work it out, please.
Will do, sir.
Thank you.
Dr. McPhee, the museum director.
Seems like a fun guy.
Control you, young. Please, can we?
Hello?
Oh, just kidding. Hi, I'm Larry Daly. Are you Mr. Fredericks?
No, Mr. Fredericks is my father. I'm Cecil. Good to meet you, Larry. Nice firm handshake. Like that. Tells a lot about a man. Come on in. Okay. Let's talk turkey here. Okay. The museum is losing money. Hand over fist. I guess kids today don't care about wax figures or stuffed animals. So they're downsizing, which is code for firing. Myself and the other two night guards. They want to replace us with one new guy.
Oh, sorry.
Well, what are you going to do? I'd like you to meet my two colleagues here. Reginald.
Gus! Where is he? I'll beat him with my fist! What?
Oh. Gus, this is Larry Daly, the kid who wants to be the new night guard.
Oh, night guard? No, the lady at the agency said this was a museum position.
Most important position in the museum, Larry.
He looks like a weirdie.
It's wonderful guard, terrible people skills.
Now listen, Lunchbox. Don't try anything funny. I once went 9 rounds with John L. Sullivan.
You never fought John L. Sullivan in your life.
Gentlemen, we have a job candidate here. He's got an excellent resume, a winning attitude, and I say let's give him a shot. What do you say?
Hang on a sec. I think I might want to have a little time just to think it over.
Do you want the job or not, Snack Shack?
No, I want the job.
Welcome to the night guards, Larry.
Larry, meet me up on the second floor. I'll slip into my orthopedics and give you a little tour. Arthritic knees. Not fun getting old, my friend. Go on.
You really think he's the one? Oh, yes. He's the one. Gotta keep it moving, Larry. I'm pretty spry for an old man. This is the diorama room.
Oh, yeah. I remember these little guys.
Cute.
Cecil? Hey, Cecil?
Yeah, you got me.
Seriously, though, no fooling around in here. That stuff's really old.
All right, then. As you can see, it's pretty quiet in here these days. On the left there is your Attila the Hun.
And here we have our Easter Island head. And this, of course, is the Hall of African Mammals.
Ah, yes. Oh, monkeys. I love monkeys.
Yeah.
Guy's cute.
Yeah, we call him Dexter. He's quite a little ball of fun, aren't you, Dexter? Moving on. And finally, this is the Temple of the Pharaoh, Akhmenra.
Wow.
And in that tomb right down there, the Pharaoh himself.
Neat.
And hanging on the wall behind him was his most prized possession, the tablet of Akhmenra. 24 karat gold is worth a fortune.
Very cool.
It is indeed, Larry. Very cool. All right. Report here 5 tomorrow. We'll walk you through your duties.
Okay, fine. I'll be here.
Moving on.
Hey, it's me. So, I got a job.
Oh, Larry, that's great. What is it?
It's a job at the Museum of Natural History.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you can tell Nikki that we won't be moving.
Larry, this is good news.
Yeah, no, definitely. So I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Larry, your keys, your torch.
Right.
You're going to want to strap those to your belt. Now, it can get a little spooky around here at night, so you might want to put a few lights on. All right, flashlight, keys, what am I... Oh! The instruction manual.
Instructions. You start with 1, 2, 3, 4. Are you cracking wise? I ought to punch you in the nose, Hopscotch.
Leave him alone, Gus. You got it covered, right, Larry?
Yeah, I got it.
You better get it.
Gus. Larry. Do them in order, do them all, and do them quick. And the most important thing of all to remember, don't let anything in or out.
Out?
good luck, son.
Night, Gus.
Now look, cracking wide.
Moving on.
Cecil? Okay, very funny, Cecil. What is this, like a David Copperfield thing?
It explains everything.
Okay, I got him.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Wait, what?
Number one, throw the bone. What bone?
play fetch?
You give me Gum Gum.
Gee, okay. You know what? I have no Gum Gum, sorry. And my name isn't Dum Dum. My name's Larry.
No, your name, Dum Dum. Oh, you in trouble, Dum Dum. You better run, run from Attila the Hun Hun. See you later, Dum Dum.
How you doing? Are you... You're... Sacagawea? You're Sacagawea? Oh, Sacagawea! You're Sacagawea?
The glass. I can't...
You can't... You can't hear me? Excuse me. Who assisted the Lewis and Clark? Right, so that's Lewis and Clark, and you're... Right. You seem... I'm Larry. What's going on? Do you know what's going on here? Huns, I gotta...
Or they'll eat you.
Hey! Hi! Tin Man! Hey! Hi! How you doing? I'm new here, and it says I'm supposed to lock up the lions or they'll eat me?
My lads are carrying Leone down another part.
Galileo?
No. Tourist.
I'm the new guy, and I'm just locking up, so if it's cool with you, I'm just going to get my paperwork and be out of your hair, okay?
Hey,
keys.
Hey! Hey there! Hi! What's your name? Your name's...
No, no, no. Come back. Come back.
Dewey?
Is your name Dewey?
No, no, no. What's... Dewey? Dexter! 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 Right? Hey, Dexter! You want to give me the keys?
I just want to lock up.
Yes.
Oh, good. Come to Bob.
Oh, thank you.
Can I have those keys?
Oh, good. What a good boy.
That's okay.
Oh, thank you. Oh, no, 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 no. It's okay.
Thank you very, very much.
Ew! Oh, yuck! Bag monkey, stop that! Ew, that's not right.
Are you done? Huh? Do you have an issue with me? Huh? Do you have an issue with me? Because if I have a problem with somebody, I don't pee on them. Okay? All right? And also... Let me tell you something. Hey! Dexter! That's not funny! Give it back! Dexter! Dexter, give... Don't. I know what you're thinking. Don't do it. Not a good idea. Mm-mm. Not...
Dexter, I need those!
Hey, don't encourage him.
You think you're funny for your friends? Huh? You three guys, you think you got what? He's the ringleader and you're like a little audience? Yeah, no, don't do it, okay? Look at... You!
Doing? Can't pull my lip. Not that.
Oh!
Up in these boxers. Well, I hereby say, sir, enough!
Fire up the iron horse, boys.
Hey, Blondie.
Name's Jedediah.
All right, Jedediah, stop the train, please.
It's a big no-can-do, Cracker Jack.
What's going on here, huh?
Somebody's got to pay.
Pay for what?
I don't know. Just pay. Now stop whining and just take it like a man.
Seriously, stop the train.
All right, stop the train.
Thank you.
Now full speed ahead and ram him. Split his head like a watermelon.
Oh, ow.
I'm crying out loud.
All right, that's enough.
We got him free.
Prepare the catapults.
Whoa, Octavius, hold on. This ain't your fight. This here giant's on our land.
Hey, little guy. Jed. Yeah, sorry. Look, I'm not a giant, okay? I'm just like an average size...
Don't talk down to me.
I'm not a giant, guys, all right? You guys are really little.
We may be small, but our hearts are large, metaphorically speaking.
Don't take that the wrong way. I'm just saying you're miniature.
Silence! The Roman Empire knows no boundaries.
What are you doing, son?
Do what?
Octavius?
Oh. Don't do what?
Unleash hell!
Climb aboard, boy. Take the hand, son. One more.
That's right, you better run, boy! You're gonna die! That mustachioed horseman ain't always gonna be there to protect you, you hear me?
Thank you.
Not at all. Theodore Roosevelt, 26th President of these United States of America, at your service.
Okay, I'm Larry Daly, the new night guard.
Ha ha! Pleasure to meet you, Lawrence Daly! You'll have to excuse me, though. The hunt is afoot.
Hunt's foot. Excuse me, President. Can I ask you something?
Just one question.
All right. Okay, why? Is it like just some like free wishes kind of deal? Or?
Jumbo!
Jumbo! Oh, hey,
not at all. Self-reliance is key to a vigorous life. A man must look inward to find his own answers. How can I be of help?
All right, well, I don't really know how to put this, and please, don't take it the wrong way, but isn't everything in this museum supposed to be, you know...
Dead?
Yeah.
Follow me. You're the only one, Pharaoh. You've been in there 54 years, you're not getting out tonight. There's the source of all this commotion. The tablet of Akhmen-Ra. Arrived in 1952 from the Nile expedition. On that night, everything in this museum came to life. And every night since.
So everything in the museum comes to life every night?
Exactly.
And I'm supposed to do what?
You're the night watchman, Lawrence. A venerable position in this institution. Ah! Go on, lad.
All right. Okay. This is impossible.
Nothing's impossible. If it could be dreamed, it could be done. Hence the 20-foot jackal staring at you right now. Don't make eye contact. Your job is to make sure that everyone stays inside the museum. Because if the sun rises and anyone's on the outside, we turn to dust.
You turn to dust?
Dust.
Really?
Really. Now, it's almost on. I shall help you restore order tonight. But mark my words, it's the last time I shall ever do so. Is that clear?
Yeah. I mean, I guess. I guess...
Stop babbling, boy! Yes or no?
Yes.
Good! Let's ride.
All right. So... all the reptiles is secure. What are you looking at?
I'm a tracking gear boy. Man's got to track. Welcome to the family, Lawrence. See you tomorrow night.
Actually, I gotta be honest. I don't think I'm coming back.
What? You've only just begun.
Yeah, well, not exactly what I...
Lawrence?
Yeah?
What did you do before you took this post?
Well, I've done a lot of different things. I invented this thing called the Snapper.
Did you give up on that as well?
No, I didn't. No, I just hit a few roadblocks. You might have heard of the Clapper.
That's... Lawrence?
Yes, sir.
Some men are born great. Others have greatness thrust upon them. For you, this is that very moment.
Thank you.
you, boy.
Yeah, you got me.
Say hello to your little friend.
Hey!
What are you doing?
Put me down! I don't like to be manhandled!
Just calm down, Jed.
It doesn't feel good. It makes me feel small and powerless.
You done?
I'm gonna shoot you in your dang eye. In your dadgum eye.
Yeah, keep shooting. Nothing's gonna happen.
Now you know my shame. Jedediah's impotent rage. His guns don't fire. Take me away.
This ain't over. You ain't seen the last of me.
I don't want to hear it, okay?
The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
This is not worth $11.50 an hour.
Look, the giant's scared. There's a bigger giant running around.
Too old for surprises.
Really? I thought you liked surprises. Like, how you surprised me with the fact that everything in the museum comes to life at night. That little sweetheart.
Larry, we wanted to tell you. You never would have believed us.
Do you have any idea what I've been through tonight?
What? I said, do you have any idea what I've been through tonight, Gus?
Keep a lid on her, butterscotch.
Look, I don't even know if what happened last night was real or not, but I did not sign up for this. Okay? I just need a regular job that is not life-threatening and pays my bills. So, thank you very much, and, I left my uniform in the office, and I will be seeing you.
Larry!
Dad!
Hey! Hey, buddy. What are you guys doing here?
Oh, Erica had to be in court early this morning, so I'm taking Mr. Big Stuff here to school.
But he wanted to swing by, see you in the new job.
It's so awesome that you're working here.
Hey, Nico. Want to take a little look at it inside? Maybe your dad will give you a VIP tour.
You know what? We're pretty slammed this morning. Yeah, but Nikki, I promise, I'll show you around soon, okay? Deal?
Deal.
All right.
Bye, Dad. Love you.
Yeah, love you too, buddy. Bye now. All right.
I was thinking maybe I'll give it one more night.
I'm glad you came around. Welcome back.
You, new night guard. Here, now.
So, what's up? Oh, well, take a walk with me and I'll show you, Mr. What's Up. Come on. So, would you kindly do me the favor of explaining this?
Ooh, okay. I'm guessing, and I'm just spitballing here, but looks like that Roman dude got a little cocky and climbed over into the Wild West, and that cowboy knows a Roman dude wants to take over his territory, so he rounded up a posse and put him in a stockade.
Wow! Let's all laugh at me, the comedy night guard. No, is the answer. Sarcasm. Back at you with your humor box. I wasn't laughing. Pretending to laugh, if that's what you want, some sort of battle of humor. Do you?
No. I don't want a, no, I don't want a battle of humor.
No, you don't, because it'd be a bloodbath. Nothing funny about little big horn. No. I find it about as funny as a fanciest
It's not funny, okay? And I will not stand for this type of blatant... If I'm not clear, tell me. Am I clear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Cecil. You got an extra copy of that instruction manual?
Oh, no, I'm afraid not, Larry. Listen, I'll tell you what you do. Read some books. Brush up on your history. Helped me a lot when I first started out.
This museum was originally dedicated to that man on the horse up there, President Theodore Roosevelt. Now, he absolutely loved history and believed that the more you know about the past, the better prepared you are for the future. Okay, kids, who can tell me what this room's called? Very good. The Hall of African Mammals. Right here, we have the king of the jungle, the lion. And up ahead is one of my favorite creatures in the whole museum, the capuchin monkey. A highly intelligent primate, known for its loving and generous nature. Excuse me?
I just thought that was... I just was laughing in agreement. Happy monkey.
All right, kids. This way. One of the most famous trackers in history, Sacagawea, was the woman who led Lewis and Clark on their expedition to find the Pacific Ocean. Now, you guys have probably heard the saying, actions speak louder than words. And yet, they wrote... Yes, Mr. Daly.
Yes, was she deaf?
Was she deaf? No, she was not.
Yeah, she does seem a little bit sort of unresponsive.
That's because she's a statue. Kids, could you give me one sec? Go check her out. She's really cool. What are you doing?
Well, I'm going to be here every night, and I just wanted to learn a little bit more about what I'm guarding. Actually, I've got a bunch of questions. Maybe, I don't know, when you have a break, could I buy you a cup of coffee or something?
A cup of coffee?
Yeah, I mean, just purely a, you know, colleague-to-colleague information download sort of coffee.
I finish in 20 minutes. I'll meet you outside.
Thank you. So much. And have a good rest of your...
All right. Okay, kids. It was incredible what she did. She literally led these men across rivers, up mountains, all with her newborn baby on her back. And she was like the ultimate working mother.
Wow. You are quite the Sacagawean expert.
Sacagawean.
Sacagawean?
I should be. I've been writing my dissertation on her for 4 years.
4 years? You've been working on one paper for 4 years? That would drive me crazy.
Actually, it's more like a 900-page book. So, what's your story? You always wanted to be a security guard? I didn't mean to...
No.
No, I'm divorced, and I have a 10-year-old son, so I needed to find a more steady situation.
Got it. So, what can I tell you about the museum?
Okay, Attila the Hun. What is that guy's problem?
Attila was considered the only genuine threat to the Roman Empire.
Known as the Scourge of God, Attila and his Huns would often tear off the limbs of their helpless victims. Attila was famous for his superstitious beliefs. He surrounded himself with a phalanx of sorcerers and magicians who advised and mystified him with their dark arts.
Thank you.
Just wanted to say good luck, son.
And goodbye. We're clocking out for the last time.
If you're ever in Boca, look us up.
Whoa, wait, you guys are going out of town? What if this doesn't work out?
Smart fellow like you, you'll be fine.
Yeah, it would just be a phone call away. Come on, walk us out.
You fellas, go ahead. I need a moment.
He's very emotional. A lot of memories in this room.
Crazy big guy.
Okay, guys. Quest for fire. Over.
Got yourselves out.
Morning, dum dum.
Me no dum dum. You dum dum. You bring me gum gum?
Yes, I did, fathead. Lots and lots of gum gum. What's that? I can't hear you through the glass. Sorry.
Hey.
What's going on over here?
We expand or we die. Hey.
Close this in. No, the kingdom come. Whoa. Hey, Jed, stop that. All right, no, don't do that. You blow a hole in your mountain, all you're going to hit is a wall.
Step aside, Gigantor. We got us a railroad to build. We're blowing a hole in that thing.
Okay, first of all, enough with the Gigantor giant stuff, okay? I'm just trying to close up shop.
We're going
to
blow it anyway. And a thief!
Yeah, poof. Wow. What are you doing?
What's it look like we're doing? It's manifest destiny. You can't fight it, neither can I. Go! More dynamite! Can't use it all!
Okay. Woo! Listen, Octavius, you got to stop that.
It's Octavius, Mary.
Hey!
Okay, you know what? Fine, great. Here you go.
Hey, you cannot do this. I am a Roman general. Hey. I have rights.
You...
Hey! No!
Keep heaving,
put me down! You can't stop progress!
You talk, okay?
I told you I don't like to be manhandled.
No, I will manhandle you, Jedediah. Now listen, guys, what is your problem, huh? Why can't you just get along?
Look, we're men. We fight, okay? That's what we do.
Kind of how we pass the time.
You're like a giant, a freak, if you will. We can't expect you to understand that.
You guys got the whole room to run around in. You don't have to be near each other.
What, you mean?
You're going to let us out? What, and just roam free?
Yeah, I might if you promise to behave. That means no fireballs, no explosions, okay?
You have my word, my liege.
Yeah, no problemo, Gigantor.
My name's Larry, first of all, okay? Jed? So I call you Jed, I don't call you Tiny, right?
What's that supposed to mean?
Hey, Teeny, how does that sound?
I don't like it. It hurts my feelings.
Okay, well, Gigantor makes me feel like some sort of freak, so, you know.
I don't. I just call you Larry.
Don't be a kiss-ass, okay? Now, look, I'm trusting you guys, all right? Now, if you don't do what I say, you can end up like your little buddies in the Mayan world over there, locked up. Take a look. Do they look happy?
No.
They look sad.
Because they can't do what they want to do. Now, I'm letting you guys have a little bit of leash here. Don't choke me with it, okay? Now, I got to run. You guys play nice, okay? Okay, good. Thanks.
How's that gum treat you, dum-dum?
Good.
Oh, hey, Dexter. Just locking up. You want in? Yeah? Whoa. All right. Oh. What's that? You got my keys? I don't think so. Looks like Uncle Larry pulled a fast one on little Dexie. Says a baby keys for little baby. So have fun playing with your baby keys, little baby monkey. Maybe tomorrow night I'll bring you a little baby diaper so you can go poo-poo with it. Then I'll change it for you. And then I'll give you a little tickle because you're a cute little baby. Well, you cry all night long about how Uncle Larry fooled you, huh? Mm.
I told you there was a storm coming.
Hey, Teddy.
Lawrence!
You impertinent pup, I knew you'd come back. You look like a man on a mission.
Yeah, I'm going to give it another shot. You,
What? You checking her out?
The nerve! Checking her out. Oh, I've never heard of such a thing.
No, I'm just, I mean, because, you know, she's very beautiful.
Beautiful? Oh. Yeah. Like a handsome woman, I suppose.
Yeah. Hmm? I don't know, maybe you should go talk to her.
Indeed!
Yeah.
Bless you, lad!
All right. Good.
Carry on.
Good. See ya. Okay, I don't know what that means, and I know that you and I kind of got off on the wrong foot last night, but little birdie told me that somebody likes magic.
Magic?
Magic. Sorcery.
Ah, so.
Yes, illusion. Everybody likes magic. And flowers. People like flowers. There you go. Those are for you. You know what else people like?
Money.
The almighty dollar, right? But money can sometimes disappear.
Oh, chico.
Yeah. At least that's what I hear.
Oh. No wonder you can't understand me. You got a coin in your ear. Oh, check this out. Anybody need a hanky? Well, I wouldn't suggest this little feller because he has a nasty habit of vanishing.
Oh, into thin air.
Ah, no, don't. That defeats the... Don't. Ah!
Good afternoon, Zuzu! I don't got no magic, though. Punala! Sinalo! Punala!
Not the limbs! Guys, please do not tear the limbs!
Cortez, break!
Hey, guys. Hey, guys.
Ow!
Sorry. What's going on? What happened here? I thought we had a deal.
We will never coexist with these buffoons.
We're past words, Laredo. Now it's time to let Smith and Wesson do the talking.
Ha! Those guns don't even work.
Oh, they don't. Take a look at this. I don't suspect. Don't kill me. Yes, sir.
Why?
Oh, Dexter!
End of the line, Cool Breeze. End of the line.
Creature as your primate brother. Without him, there's no us. Are you rabid? Wipe that off. But to deal with this creature with love and respect, may I have the keys, dear friend? Thank you. Lawrence?
Well, you know what? You seem to know what you're doing, Teddy, so I'm going to let you take off.
All right.
Whoa! No, no! My dear boy, you can't put up the white flag now. The museum is on the verge of total anarchy.
Look, I tried. I came back tonight, didn't I?
I tried. That was one night. I didn't build the Panama Canal in one day.
Yeah, well, that's great, Teddy, but I'm dealing with the most ridiculous job in history.
Some men are born great, Lawrence.
Yeah, I know, Teddy. Others have greatness thrust upon them. You hit me with that chestnut last night. The thing is, not everyone is great. That's the problem. Some of us are just ordinary.
No, you're not, Lawrence. For the love of Gideon, stop wallowing in self-pity. Every great journey begins with a single footstep. If you could teach the inhabitants to get along, they wouldn't need to be locked up night after night.
Oh, well, that means a lot coming from a guy who spent the last 50 years spying on a girl he's never even talked to.
I was going to make contact. Please.
I'm done, all right?
No, Maxie!
No!
Ragazzo, cosa dici? Ne chiudiamo le finestre?
Oh, no.
you in second grade, Daly. I'm telling you, my dad's gonna hook us up.
Mr. Daly.
Yeah. Phone.
Yes, I know.
In the Neanderthal display.
I know. There was an incident last night with the fire extinguisher. I was literally just on my way to go clean it up.
Okay, don't bother. You're fired.
I don't think we're getting a tour today. Your dad just got canned, dude.
Excuse me. Mr. McPhee? Excuse me, Mr. McPhee? Can I talk to you about this, please? Sir?
Walt!
I know I screwed up, but I think I finally understand how to do this job.
You obviously don't. That's the point.
Well, no, I didn't, but now I do. Really, Mr. McPhee, if you just give me one...
Doctor.
Dr. McPhee, just... Can you please give me one more night?
One more night.
Okay, thank you.
And if anything... Is that tiniest after your shift? Because.
Got it.
Okay?
Okay.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice.
Shame on me.
Huh?
Fool me. Shame on me.
You.
Fool me twice. There. Got it.
Take it or leave it.
Okay. Hey.
Hey.
What's wrong?
Maybe you should ask Nikki.
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
You got fired.
What are you talking about? I didn't get fired.
I came to the museum this morning. I saw your boss yelling at you.
Why didn't you tell me? No, everything's fine. We just had a little misunderstanding.
Why?
It's hard to explain. You wouldn't believe... You know what? Let me show you.
Show me what?
Come to work with me tonight.
Larry. Can I talk to you for a second?
Am I in trouble?
Larry, what are you doing?
Just want to show him what I do. That's all.
I love that. I love that you want to share that with him. But I gotta tell you... I don't think Nikki has any room in his heart for more disappointment.
You won't be disappointed.
Larry.
You won't be disappointed. Listen, you're going to hang out in the security office till everyone's gone, then I'm going to come get you, all right?
Okay.
Miss, I'm going to have to ask you to vacate the premises.
Hey there.
Hey.
Good place to think, huh?
Yeah, definitely. So, no big plans tonight? Or?
Yeah, no, I'm not really a big plan person. I prefer hanging out with people who are dead for 200 years. It's the live ones that throw me.
That's cool. Seriously, though, you do have to leave.
Seriously?
Yeah, sorry, it's just museum rules and we're
nope.
Sort of locking
okay.
Everything up.
Really taking your job seriously, you know, okay?
Well, you know, once I clip on the tie, I'm all business.
I get it.
Yeah. How's that dissertation coming?
Oh, I've hit a dead end. I mean, research can only get me so far. I'm never going to know who she really was. So, I think it's time that I move on to another subject. I'll let you get back to work.
Okay.
Good night, Larry.
Yeah. Okay. Night. Hey. Rebecca. Hey, Rebecca.
Hey.
Hey, listen, I don't think you should give up on your paper.
Okay, why?
All right, look, this is going to sound crazy, all right? I mean, it's going to sound like really, really crazy.
Okay.
No, I mean like insanely crazy.
I can handle it.
Okay. You know how they say in certain museums history comes alive? And
yeah.
In this museum, it actually does.
What are you talking about?
really, I'm not kidding you. You know that tablet, the tablet of Akhenra?
Mm-hmm.
It actually brings things to life. It's like some ancient spell. Since the 50s when it came here, every night everything's been coming to life. I know this because Teddy Roosevelt told me. Seriously. I mean, the monkey, Dexter, right? The cute little, what is he, like a
capuchin.
Capuchin, right. The capuchin, he urinated on me and bit my nose. And Sacagawea is in her case, alive, every night, just listening to Lewis and Clark argue. So if you really want to get inside her head, I can hook that up.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's freaking awesome.
Make fun of the history geek.
No.
Rebecca!
Rebecca!
No, I'm not making fun of you, Rebecca! Here you go, best seat in the house.
What's going on?
If I told you, you'd think I'm crazy, so I'm just going to show you.
What?
You'll see in about 20 seconds. Okay, you like Tyrannosaurus Rex?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, I call him Rexy. And he's about to come to life, Nicholas, in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Dad.
Hang on a sec. Say hello to Rexy.
Dad, are you okay?
This is weird. Guys, come on. Sundown. Come on, rest a shot, buddy. I need you to wake up. Come on, my kid is here. I need you to wake up. Texas! Texas, come on! Texas, come on! Get on, Texas! Woo! Get on, Texas! Get up!
Stop, okay?
No. Nikki, I'm telling you, there's this tablet, okay? It's called the Tablet of Akhenra, and every night at sundown it brings...
Tell there's a tablet?
Yeah, there is.
Come on, Dad.
Come on. Gone.
What's gone?
Tablet. I think somebody stole it.
Yeah, right.
I'm not kidding, Nikki. Nikki? Hey, Nikki! Hey, Nikki. Where are you going, huh?
Home.
Wait a minute.
You guys shouldn't be here.
Give us the tablet, son.
Wait a minute, Nikki. What are you guys doing?
We're not going to hurt you. Give us the tablet.
I'm sorry to tell you this, son, but your dad doesn't work here anymore. Got fired this morning. Couldn't hack it.
Dad, I thought you said you weren't fired.
I did, Nikki. They're lying. They're trying to steal that thing. Just turn the middle piece. You'll see what I was talking about.
That is museum property, son. Now give it back.
Nikki, trust me. Just turn it.
Give us the tablet.
Nikki. Trust me. Nick, run now.
Get back here, kid!
Bad idea, Larry.
You want to dance, hot dog? You want to dance?
I guess you're an old man. I don't want to hurt you.
Ooh! Oh! Ah!
You see, Larry, a few years into the job, the three of us realized that, like everything else in this museum, we got new life at night. Sundown to sunrise, we felt young again.
Ah! Oh! Ah! Okay, did not see that coming.
Gave us an energy boost.
We love the nightlife, Larry.
So... when we found out they were going to fire us, we had to steal the tablet.
Everyone knows you need the money.
Add to that the stuff we planted in your place. Pretty obvious you committed the crime. Take care of that cut. Come on, guys, let's go find that kid.
White dreams, cupcake! No! Pile driver! Oh,
come on,
Let's get our tablet.
Thank you very much. We'll take it from here. Just in time, Larry. We were just locking up.
Sleep tight, Hotshot.
Let's grab everything we can fence. I don't know about you, but I'm planning on a long retirement.
Kenny! Kenny, if you're out there, I need you, pal!
Someone call my name.
Whoa.
Theodore Roosevelt, at your service.
Teddy, can you get us out of here?
Can't do it, man. This is your moment.
Will you save the lectures, please? I'm not you, okay? I didn't build the Panama Canal. I wasn't president of the United States. I need some help. Come on.
Actually, I never did any of those things. Teddy Roosevelt did. I was made in a mannequin factory in Poughkeepsie. I never shot a wild beast. I'm not even brave enough to tell that beautiful woman I love her. But you. You gotta finish the job this time. You can't quit. I'm made of wax, Larry. What are you made of?
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Wait a minute! That's all you got for me?
Okay.
Sorry to bother you, but your guys there, your jackal guys, do you think you could actually ask them to back off, please? Because we're not trying to hurt you, and I think they think we are. You think you could possibly do it, like, now?
Oh! Thank you.
Believe how stuffy it is in there.
How can you speak English?
I went to Cambridge University.
You went to Cambridge?
I was on display in the Egyptology department.
I am Achmin Ra, fourth king of the fourth king, ruler of the land of my fathers.
I am Larry, son of Milton, and this is my son, Nick, and we hail from Brooklyn. Well, I do. I mean, he comes out and stays with me on Wednesdays and every other weekend. That was the custody agreement that we had.
Larry, Nick, guardians of Brooklyn, I am forever in your debt. Now, bestow the tablet upon me so that I may assume command of my kingdom.
Oh, yes. Okay, the tablet. I would love to bestow it upon you, but we don't actually have it. Thanks, guys. Don't worry, I'll watch out for him. Thank you.
What is that?
Hands. I gotta deal with this guy.
Ah!
Pardon me, Larry. I speak Han. Igugu. Bagayaka miku.
Domala sunda kana. Uikunza sakana.
He says that he wants to rip you apart.
All right, again with the ripping. Listen, I understand. I get it. Ripping for you, you want to rip things, okay? And I think maybe that's because somebody ripped you a long time ago. In here. Somebody ripped little baby Attila a long time ago right here. They ripped something out, didn't they? They ripped love. They ripped love right out of you, didn't they? Little baby, all alone in a tent, whose daddy went off to pillage some town or go and plunder somewhere, just doing his job, but who was left alone?
You.
Kumala maki kako, mala moko maka fukuti.
It's okay. You're next. Yeah. Good. It's good. Just breathe. Yeah.
Larry Daly.
Yeah.
Aroko. Daya.
Daya. Good. Okay. Yes.
Hey. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Good. Good.
All right. I need everybody to listen up.
My dum-dum went to speak.
Thank you. Now this here's King Akhmin-Ra. His tablet is what brings you to life every night. And those old night watchmen, they stole it. Now we need to find those guards and get the tablet back, and we need to do it before morning. Civil War guys, head over to the planetarium wing. My explorer friend whose name escapes me... Right, Columbus, right, I'm sorry, there's no nameplate. So, Columbus, take the Neanderthals and do a sweep from invertebrates all the way through reptiles. Jed and Octavius, their van's parked out back. Go take care of it.
Whoa, no, sir, I ain't working with Toga Boy.
Romans work alone.
Ow!
That didn't hurt, don't be a baby.
Yes, it did.
Come on.
Ah, that was much harder.
Guys, come on. Jed, Octavius. Take away the fact you were born 2,000 years apart. You guys aren't that different. You're both great leaders. You just want what's best for your people, right?
Yeah.
Civil War dudes. You guys are brothers, for God's sakes. You've got to stop fighting. North wins. Slavery's bad. Sorry. Don't want to burst your bubble. But South, you guys get Allman Brothers and... NASCAR? So just chill. Look, without that tablet, all of this whole coming to life at night thing, it all goes away. Now, I don't want to let that happen, but I need your help. We can get this done, but we got to do it together. So who's with me?
Yeah.
Who's with me? Puppet creatures, come on, let's go! Let's do it!
boys! Geronimo!
Jeez.
Now, boys, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. I guess it's going to be the hard way.
È tutto finito.
Right, Ben? We're almost there.
Find them.
I know someone who could help. Come on.
Watch out!
Ah! Hey, Sacagawea, or Wea. Listen, I need a favor. Somebody stole his tablet. You think you can track the guys who took it?
He went east, but he lost control and crashed.
You're amazing. How can you tell that?
He left the wagon and went back.
He went back? Why would he go back?
Get out of the way!
You saved me.
You're worth saving, my dear. Oh, that's problematic.
Teddy!
Oh, man. Larry, relax. I'm Wax. Listen, you've got to do something. Dawn's approaching, and half the museum's running amok outside.
He's got my tablet.
Yeah! Come on, Archie! At your service, Gigantor.
How can we be of assistance, my liege?
Give me a second, guys. Rex. Here, boy. Teddy, I need a horse.
Do it, man.
Give me the tablet, Cecil!
Can't do it, son!
They can't be stopped, Larry.
Don't you know your history? These are money carriers. They were trained not to stop for anything but a secret word.
Really? You mean a word like... Dakota! Huh? Oh! Come on, Tex.
Right up on my history. Thanks for the tip. Oh, and by the way, don't ever talk to me like that in front of my son.
Moving on.
Hey, hun.
Tell Attila to have his boys take him back to the museum, put him with the rest of the guards.
Okay?
Sesokaluku.
Oh, and no limericking, okay?
Jabokluka.
No. Mikaka? Makikaka.
Higobogo! Lingdao! Ku! Makikaka lao!
Hey, boy, wait, hold the phone. What does makikaka mean? Wait, translation, please.
The year was 1909. I was going up the Zambezi River in Africa. Now, River Guy was a brilliant pygmy who spoke only by clicking.
Oh, boy.
What is it?
I gotta get you guys back to the museum.
How?
Akmenra, I'm gonna need your help. This is your tablet. You know the instructions. I need you to get everyone back.
Ta Sikir Heser Tanu. Ta Taten. Akmenrahu.
Come on. There's somebody who's got to see this.
What I'm saying is, for the type of money that they pay A-Rod,
he ought to be bringing home a World Series trophy every season.
You know what I mean?
Now, who are they going to get to clean up all that dude?
Inuit.
Yeah.
One terracotta soldier. Vikings.
Right.
Alpaca.
Welcome back, ladies.
Llama.
Hey, Viking. Guys, do me a favor. Your fellows made some sort of funeral pyre type thing in petrified wood. Go clean that up, okay? Thank you.
He's back.
I'll deal with this joker. Hey, Moose! It's not gonna happen, buddy, all right? I told you 3 times, you can't come through this door with those antlers. So you and your caribou buddy, you all gotta go around to the loading dock.
Lawrence!
Hey, Teddy! Great to see you in one piece.
Oh, it's like you wear a little hot wax and I'm a new man.
Larry.
I told you I wasn't making fun of you.
I know. Teddy. Oh, my God.
You want to meet her? Yeah?
Yeah.
Excuse me. President Roosevelt, this is my friend Rebecca.
And Anna.
Hi.
And this is Sacagawea.
Wea.
I think she has a few questions she wants to ask you.
You rock. I am a big fan.
What would you like to know?
One Buddha.
Namaste.
Check. Two zebras.
Nice. Check.
Dexter! Welcome back.
Hey, Dex. So, look, no hard feelings, all right?
Lawrence, you saw what he did to
Who's
Stan.
Involved?
I am.
Who's involved?
I am.
Good.
They're all here. Well done. Everyone's in.
Yeah, well, not everyone.
We lost a couple of good little men out there tonight.
With great victory comes great sacrifice.
Yeah.
Dad, look.
Getting rid of us that easy.
Until tomorrow evening, Lawrence?
Yeah, I don't know about that, Teddy.
It's going to be tough to talk my way out of this one.
Well, if that's indeed the case, then it's farewell, my friend. Nick, your father's a great man.
I know.
I told you.
All right. Good night.
No, Lawrence. Good day.
Hey, Teddy. Thanks.
Watching New York One News all morning.
Thanks for joining us this morning. There is a fresh blanket of snow on the ground today, but it's not the snow that's got New Yorkers talking. It's what's in the snow. There are dinosaur tracks along West 81st Street. Here's a remarkable video. These appear to be Tyrannosaurus Rex tracks, and they lead straight to the Museum of Natural History.
Authorities have found what appear to be cave drawings in the subway.
Neanderthals atop the museum roof. Elaborate hoax or publicity stunt, you be the judge. But one thing's for sure, the folks at the Natural History Museum have really outdone them.
Any explanation at all?
No. Got nothing.
Good. I'll take your keys and your flashlight.
Natural History.
Hey, how's it going? Well, Nikki said it. I'm the night watchman at the Museum of Natural History. And let me tell you something. That's when history comes alive. How many of you guys been over to the museum? Yeah.
go home?
No.
That's right.
The right night, everybody's alright, yo. Feel it in my bones, we gon' make it out of sight. So if you ready, go party to the daylight. Come on alive with me. Baby, don't be shy. It's time to come alive, yeah. Have a good time. So get your hands high, groove, cause it feels right. Under the moonlight, nod your hands with me. When the night time comes, we go out.
It was nice of Larry not to rat us out, but this is ridiculous.
We're night watchmen, not janitors.
Gentlemen, you're doing a terrific job. Want to catch a few Z's.
You ain't going nowhere. Start them up with hot dog.
Tonight is the right night. Everybody's all right. Yo,
getting down low in a full suit of Prada. Shaking all that she got from her mother. The club is on fire, but no need for water. Everybody's raving. Girls on the dance floor misbehaving. Nobody's covered in sweat. Everybody close work, so you know what everyone is craving. Hey!
When the night time comes, we go out. Ladies, under the moon is outside. Do what we want, the magic is right. It's party until the morning light. Tonight is the right night, everybody's alright, yo. Feel it in my bones, we gon' make it out of sight. So if you're ready, go party till the daylight. Come on alive with me. Come on alive with me. Don't be shy, it's time to come alive, yeah. Have a good time, so get your hands high through, cause it feels right. Under the moonlight, nod your head with me. Tonight is the right night, everybody's alright, yo. Feel it in my bones.